学，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
第十节，因为人心里相信，就可以称义，口里承认，就可以得救。
Verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
我们有机会也会跟基督徒的朋友来谈道理。
And sometimes we come across to talk about the truth with Christian friends.
我们会问他们说，你信的时候得圣灵没有？
We would ask them if you have received Holy Spirit when you come to believe.
我们会跟他来介绍圣灵，甚至跟他讲这个跟得救有关系。
We would introduce the Holy Spirit to them and also tell them regarding of the salvation.
我们也会跟他谈怎样才是正确的这个洗礼。
And we also would tell them what is the correct way for the baptism.
那很多的基督徒朋友就会翻开这两节圣经，告诉我们不要弄得那么复杂，其实这样子就可以得救了。
But many Christian friends, they would just tell us that, oh, why is so complicated and so hard? Well, let's all make it simple.
那所以是不是这样子就得救了呢？
Is that what they believe is how that they can be saved?
今天很多基督徒的朋友，他们就是这样认为。第九节、第十节这两节，我们这样子这个认耶稣为主承认耶稣为主，心里相信，那我们就得救。
And many Christian friends that they believe that as long as that they confess that Lord Jesus is their Lord, is their God, and that they will be saved.
那所以第一个，整本圣经是不是就只有这两个经节说到得救？
And so this whole book of Bible is only these two verses talking about salvation?
不止啊，还有很多经节都讲到得救啊。
Of course not. There is many scripture talking about regarding the salvation.
比如说在十章，同样第十章的十三节。
So it's just for example, chapter 10, verse 13.
说凡求告主名的就必得救。
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
这个更简单，求告主耶稣的名就得救了。
That's even more easier. Just call on Lord's name and you will be saved.
再看马可福音十六章。
And let's all turn to Book of Mark, chapter 16.
马可福音十六章十六节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
十六节，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
那这里说信而受洗的必然得救。
And right here says that who believe and baptize will be saved.
所以很清楚的，受洗才能得救。
And so it's very clearly saying that you have to go through the baptisms to receive salvation.
当然还有其他很多的经节。
Of course, there are many other scriptures.
那我们如何来看到这所有的这些跟得救有关的经节？
But how are we able to find all the scriptures that has to do with the salvation?
是不是任选一样一节你来遵守，这样就得救了？
Do we just pick a verse regarding of salvation, and then we just follow that, and we can receive salvation?
或者要全部的守才能够得救。
Or we have to read all the scripture to and follow them to receive salvation.
我们来看圣经的几个例子。
Let's also look at some examples in the scriptures.
我们就知道不是其中选一项这样就得救了。
And we know it's not just that we pick up one verse and we can receive salvation.
比如说请看马太福音十九章。
For instance, let's all go to Book of Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章从十六节开始。
Book of Matthew chapter 19 began from verse 16.
说有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么事善事才能得永生？
Verse 16, now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, What good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
哦，这个得永生就是得救。
To receive eternal life is same as receiving salvation.
哦，那这里主耶稣告诉他要守诫命，守十条诫命。
And right here, Lord Jesus want him to keep ten commandments.
哦，然后这个人说这些我都守了。
And this young man said that he has kept all these commandments.
哦，那主耶稣没有说那你得救了。
But then Lord Jesus didn't say, then you have received salvation.
哦，主耶稣是进一步的还要求他，告诉他说，那你还要去周哈，用你的财产去帮助贫穷人。
And Lord Jesus, he has even expanded to that, tell him that you have to use your wealth to help people that's around you.
哦，所以这个不是只有守一个项目，这样就得救了。
And so it's not that you only keep one commandment and then you can receive salvation.
我们再请看《使徒行传》的《使徒行传》十九章。
And we can also take a look Book of Acts, chapter 19.
哦，这是这个保罗啊，他跟以弗所一带的一些信耶稣的人的这个谈论。
And this is a conversation for that Paul had with the believers in Ephesus.
哦，所以他们也不是只是受了洗。
And so they are not only receive baptism.
哦，他们也领受圣灵。
They also receive salvation.
哦，所以我们如何来对待圣经里头所记载的所有这些跟得救有关系的经节？
And so, how do we treat these all these scriptures in the Bible?
哦，我们是要全部的守。
We have to keep the whole thing in the Bible.
哦，不是只有说抓住一两节，这样就认为说我们可以得救了。
Not just hold on to one or two verses and saying that we will receive salvation.
哦，那每一个地方为什么会有那样的强调？
Why is every scripture has certain emphasized?
哦，通常也有它那个时间的一个背景跟原因。
There's also background during that time, and also during for the reasons.
哦，比如说《使徒行传》十九章这里。
For instance, this book of Acts, chapter 19.
哦，这些人他们已经信了耶稣。
These people, they believe Lord Jesus is their God.
哦，那在当时他那种有逼迫的环境里头，他们应该也是能够勇敢的来承认，哦，他们的信仰。
But then during their persecution, that they need to be bold and to be courageous to admit that what they believe.
哦，所以他们是心里相信，也口里承认的。
And so they believe in their heart and also confessed.
哦，但是保罗还是要跟他们来介绍，啊，你们要接受正确的洗礼，你们还要领受圣灵。
But then Paul still need to introduce to them the correct baptism and ask them to receive Holy Spirit.
哦，那在马太这个罗马书十章那里，为什么保罗在强调着这个口里相信？心里相信，口里承认。
And why is in the book of Romans chapter 10, Paul is asking the talk about this confess your in your mouth and in your heart.
因为罗马那个地方是这个哈罗马帝国的这个capital 的首都啊，所以这个人在那个地方他的那个逼迫是更大更严重的。
Because during the time, this book is written for those people, in the people that's in the Roman Empire, and so they have an even greater persecution towards the Christians.
哦，所以在那种环境之下，保罗说，只要你们坚持信仰，你们必然得救。
And so, Paul want them to tell them to persist their belief, so they can receive their salvation.
哦，你们敢在众人面前承认耶稣。将来主耶稣也会承认你们的。
Because if you can boldly and confess that Lord Jesus is your God, and at the end, the Lord also will acknowledge you.
那第二个问题，有时候我们有人会问说，那基督教的信仰到底是怎样的信仰？
Second question is, people may ask, what is a true belief for a Christian belief?
那可能他是一个其他信仰，甚至没有信仰的一个朋友。
And usually these questions come from someone who doesn't have any belief, atheists or people believe something about Christ.
在这个社会里头有很多的信仰的崇拜，有些时候有些的信仰崇拜会让人认为是一种迷信。
And there are in this society there are many people believe that worshiping superstitions.
那所以第一个，基督教的信仰不是迷信。
First, Christianity is not a superstition.
那所谓不是迷信，就是它是有根据的。
Because it has
有根据，就是有一个好，比如说他有这本圣经来做根据。
Okay. There's a base background.
那比如说这本圣经。
For instance, the Bible.
那基督教的信仰绝大部分它是很理性的。
And Christianity, their belief usually are very rational.
那第二个。基督教的信仰，它不是只是一个思想或者理论。
And Christianity is not just a theory, nor any ideals.
如果只是一个 ideal， 是一个思想或者理论的话，那我们知道很多的思想、很多的理论，随着时间、随着环境。它是会改变的。
If it's just a philosophy and also just an ideal thought, these will change throughout the time.
那基督教的信仰它是不改变的。
And this belief, the faith of Christianity, never changes.
基督教的信仰也不是只是说劝人为善。
And Christianity, It's not something just ask people to do good.
因为很多人都认为宗教都差不多了，都是劝人为善。
Because most of people in society would think that religion is just asking people to do good.
是的，基督教的信仰里头也有这一部分劝人要向善，要为善。
Indeed, in the Christianity, telling people to do good, it's a part of a belief.
但是这只是一部分，不是全部。
And this is only a part; it's not all.
这个基督教的信仰还谈到将来，谈到永生。
And the faith also talk about the future and for the eternal life.
那也有人认为说这个信仰只是那些弱者。所需要的。
And some people believe this religion is just for people who are weak.
那是一些比较弱甚至是比较落后的人才需要的。
And also for people who are not advancing society.
所以基督教的信仰它不是消极的，也不是落伍的。
And so the belief of Christianity is not it's not something that's something in the for people in the past or it's not something it's
out of date.
It's not outdated.
所以基督教的信仰会让我们一个人的生活是更加的积极更加的好。
And so for Christianity, the faith of Christianity is for people to move forward and to become better.
好，那再来一个问题就是为什么你们称你们教会是真？
Next question is why would people would ask why you would call your church as true?
通常我们在谈话当中都会问到说 那你是哪一个教会的？
Sometimes when we have a conversation, we would ask, which denomination you belong to.
哦，你通常都到哪一个教会去聚会？
And which church that you go to worship?
哦，甚至一开始我们会跟人家表明说，哦，我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so is.Sometimes we even tell people that we are a true believer, a member from the true church.
啊，所以很多人就会说，那你们教会为什么用这个真字？
And then people would ask, why is your church use the word true?
啊，那这个真字啊，其实有很好的意思在里头。
In fact, this true has a very divine meaning.
哦，这代表着神的这个本性。
This is also representing the divine nature of God.
哦，那也代表着一个，哦，那教会是属神的，是主耶稣的身体，所以也代表着教会的一个 nature， 哦，教会的一个本性。
And so this is also nature of church that because the church is body of Christ.
啊，我们请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's all turn to Book of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第一节。
Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 1.
啊，这里主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Right here, Lord Jesus said that he's a true vine. True vine.
那约翰福音十四章第六节。
Book of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说：“我是道路、真理、生命。”
Lord Jesus has said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
在旧约时代，神也常常宣告说：“我是真实的神。”
And in the Old Testament, God often in time saying that He is a true God.
好，那我们也看一下启示录第六章。
We can also take a look Revelation chapter 6.
啊，第十章的上半句话说，啊，有人大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的烟要到几时呢？
Verse 10. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge the avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth？
啊，这些圣徒他们的呼求也是，哦，用这样的描述，圣洁真实的主啊。
And these are saints that they cry out to the Lord and say also call holy and true God。
哦，所以我们用这个真字啊，还有一个很重要的意义啊，就是在表达，在强调这个神的这个性啊，神的这个特性。
And the truth is actually emphasize the divine nature of God.
我们的朋友也会问到说，为什么会有这么多的教会啊，这么多的所谓基督教的教派
？And our friend may also ask us why are there so many different denominations in Christianity?
那我们可以这样先来跟他强调说，到底圣经是怎么讲的
？And we can begin with emphasize what Bible is telling us.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
We can come to Book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4.
第一句话说身体只有一个。
Right here, in the beginning, it says there is one body.
哦，是一个身体。那这个身体是什么
？And one body, what body? Which body is that?
啊，就看第一章的啊二十二节、二十三节。
And so that's in chapter 1, 22 and 23.
啊，又将万有伏在他的脚下，指他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体。是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which his body, the fullness of him, who fill all in all.
好，所以这两个地方这样连起来看，好，我们就可以很清楚的看到，好，这个神的教会是一个。
So through this connection that we can see that there is only one church.
好，因为四章四节说身体只有一个。
Because chapter 4 verse 4 says there is only one body.
一章二十二节、二十三节告诉我们说教会就是他的身体。
And chapter 1, 22 and 23, saying that the church is his body.
好，我们再看以弗所书五章二十三节。
Also, let's all read Book of Ephesians chapter 5,
二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是全体的救主。
For the husband is head of his wife, and as Christ is head of church, and he is the savior of the body.
所以一个正常的身体，一个头，一个身体。
So as one for the body has only has one.
一个正常的人一个头，一个身体。
Okay, as for a normal person, that we have one head and one body.
所以首先我们要跟他强调的，到底圣经怎么讲
？And so in the beginning, that we need to emphasize what is the Bible talking about.
圣经讲的是一个教会。
And the Bible is describing that there is only one church.
所以我们引导他说，在追求信仰、追求教会啊。也要去追求到底哪一个是神的教会。
And so, we should emphasize and, we should also guide them to let them understand that there is only one church.
那教会里头所讲的这个一个教会，它的条件是什么
？And so, in this church, what are the conditions?
请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's all go to Book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28.
二十八节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood.
这个最后那一句话讲得很清楚，说这个神的教会啊，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And it's very clearly said that this church of God is purchased through His own blood.
所以这个神的教会第一个条件就是他用他的宝血所救赎。所买的。
So there's a first condition here has is saying that the Church of God, it's a purchase through His own blood.
那接下来几个还有几个条件。
And then there's more conditions.
既然是神的教会，就要有神的同在，神圣灵的同在。
Since it's Church of God, so it also needs the Spirit of God, to abide with the church.
我们请看雅各书第二章。
We can turn to Book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书二章二十六节。
Book of James, chapter 2, verse 26.
二十六节，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
这里说身体必须要有灵魂，这个身体才是活的。
It says the body without the spirit is dead, so it needs the spirit to be alive.
所以教会是主耶稣的身体。
And so the church is a body of Christ.
所以这教会必须要有圣灵的同在。
And so the church needs to have abidance of of His spirit.
那既然教这个教会是属于神的，所以呢，他当然也要讲神的话。
Since the church belongs to God, and so this church also needs to speak works of God.
就是说这个教会所传讲的，他要传讲合乎圣经的真理。
Which that we preach, we need to have the truth.
好，我们请也看以弗所书第二章。
Let's all also take a look, Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse verse 19.
19节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore you are no longer stranger and foreigner, but fellow citizen with the saints and members of the household of God.
所以这个教会也称为神的国。
And so this, church is also called church of God.
神的国。The kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God.
啊，那也是神的家。
And also, God, the household of God.
啊，二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣自己为王角石。
And verse 20, having built on the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
啊，那这里所谓的这个使徒先知做根基，还有耶稣做黄角石，啊，这个就是，啊，这个使徒先知还有耶稣的教训。
And so right here has mentioned the foundation of apostle and the prophet and with the Jesus Christ himself as a cornerstone, and which meant it's God's teaching.
啊，是的，使徒他们借着圣灵建设了教会。
Through the Holy Spirit, apostles they have established churches.
哦，那他们啊，也是会死，也会离开这个世界。
And their body will die, and they will depart from the society.
哦，他们所留下来的就是他们从主耶稣所领受的这些道理。
What they have left to the people are the words of God.
好，我们再看《约翰一书》第四章。
And we can also see, First John.
约翰一书第四章第六节。
First John chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节，我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们；不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵。
Verse 6, we are of God.He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
啊，这里说属神的，他就会听从我们啊，听从这些使徒的教训。
Right here it says, the people who belongs to God would listen to the teaching of the apostles.
啊，那所以。一个属神的教会，它必须要有真理的根基。
And so for a church of God, it needs to have this foundation of God's word.
而且它所传讲的当然也要根据这个圣经。
And so what they preach also needs to be according to the Bible.
那再来，既然有这个真理，也有圣灵，那当然也会有神的能力。彰显在这个教会里头。
Since there's truth in the spirit, and so God will manifest His power in this church.
所以首先我们跟我们的朋友来介绍圣经怎么讲教会。
And so in the beginning, that we need to introduce our friends that how Bible has described what church is.
是主耶稣的宝血所买的。
It is purchased through the Lord Jesus' blood.
要有圣灵的同在。
Needs to have abidance of Holy Spirit.
要传讲真理。
And need to preach the truth.
要有神的恩典跟神的能力。
And needs God's power and grace.
那再来才谈到说，那为什么会有这么多的教会？
And then we can tell them why we have so many denominations.
因为没有圣灵的带领的情形之下，很多的教会它还不完全。
Because without the guidance of Holy Spirit, many denominations they are still not complete.
那这个圣经是人人可以拥有的。
Everyone can own a Bible.
就像我们刚才在提第一个问题的时候，很多的基督徒他是没有这个整个来看。
Just like what we mentioned on our first question, there are so many Christians that they don't really read the whole Bible.
那所以今天很多的教会 就是这个样，也是这样的情形。
And that's what happened to many denominations.
哦，可能只着重在某几个项目上面。
They may only emphasize on certain things.
哦，所以每一个教会它可能有它所着重的不同的，哦，根据圣经里头不同的重点。
And every denomination they emphasize certain part of the Bible.
而且忽略了，啊，也是重要不能够忽略的。
But then they neglect the things that they may be very important, but then they don't pay attention on.
哦，那为什么会去忽略那些
？But then why are they neglect those important areas?
哦，一个最根本的原因也不是说不谦卑，是因为没有圣灵的带领。
That is because that there is no guidance of Holy Spirit.
哦，那所以啊，我们可以啊用这样来，因为如果要讲历史的话，就太。内容会太多。
Because if we talk about history, and that will be too much of content to talk about.
那重点是来让他知道到底圣经怎么在讲教会。
What's importantly is what they let them understand what church is.
再来一个问题就是，为什么你们的祷告那么奇怪
？And then next question is, people might ask, why is your prayer so weird?
哦，那当然，我们也是看圣经怎么来讲这个祷告。
But then, we of course that we also follow the Bible how to pray.
啊，这个《使徒行传》啊，就是最原始的记录了最原始的教会的历史跟情形。
And Book of Acts has a recorded in the beginning of the churches and situations.
哦，所以我们来看当时他们是怎么来看待啊，哦，这个灵言的祷告。
And so we can see that how they during the time that how they treat the people that that people's speaking tongues.
我们看使徒行传的第二章。
We can come to the Book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章第一节到第四节。
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4.
这是在五旬节圣灵第一次应许的圣灵第一次降临在门徒的当中。
And this is the first time that the promise of Holy Spirit has came down to the apostles.
哦，他们看异象啊，他们有一些很特别的感觉。
And they see visions, and they also have a certain experience.
啊，那第四节说。他们就被圣灵充满，按圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And verse 4 says that, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as Spirit gave them utterance.
哦，这是当时他们第一次领受圣灵的时候所表现出来的。
And this is how they showed themselves once they received Holy Spirit.
哦，那以后也陆陆续续的记载了几次他们得圣灵的情形。
And then it also has a continuously recording what happened when they receive Holy Spirit.
哦，那这个共同点就是他们都会讲出这个奇异的舌音。
And the common thing is that they all speak in utterance.
哦，那甚至我们看到他们是以这个来判断有没有领受圣灵。
And this is how they can decide that if they really have received Holy Spirit.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十章。
We can turn to Book of Acts, chapter 10.
使徒行传十章四十五节。
Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 45.
四十五节，那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
Verse 45, and those the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentile also.
这些犹太人的基督徒他们觉得很惊奇，因为他们看到圣灵也降在这些外邦人的身上。
These Jewish who became Christians, that they were also very astonished because they also seen the Holy Spirit has came on the Gentiles.
46节，因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
verse 46, for they heard them speak the tongue and the manifest God, then, right here is that they came to realization that how Holy Spirit had came on the Gentiles.
46节说，因为听见他们说方言。
And verse 46 saying that they heard them speak in tongues.
47节，彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，跟我们一样。
Verse 47, then Peter answered, then can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who has been received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
那彼得也肯定他们所观察的。
And Peter also sees that what they have observed.
他们说这些人受圣灵了。
These people are saying that the Gentiles have received Holy Spirit.
彼得说是的，他们受圣灵了，跟我们一样。
And Peter said, yes, they have received Holy Spirit just like us.
跟我们领受圣灵的情形一样。
And the same situation when we receive the Holy Spirit.
就是他们讲灵言了。
It is that because they have spoken tongues.
所以，在当时的教会，他们很看重这种这个啊，在灵里头的祷告。
And so during that time, that people are very pay great attention on this praying spirit.
那我们的朋友会觉得很奇怪啊，有几个原因。
And our friends may feel strange. There might be some reasons.
第一个看到有些弟兄姐妹身体会震动。
They may see some brother and sister, their body start moving.
那第二个就是他们到底在讲什么。
And then secondly is that they were wondering, what are they talking about?
那我们看圣经是怎么来告诉我们。
And let's read the Bible, let's see the Bible, how they explain this.
我们请看哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章第二节
，Chapter 14, verse 2。
第二节，那说方言的言不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来。然而他在心灵里却是讲说各样的奥秘。
Verse 2, for he who speaks in tongue does not speak to man but God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
所以在圣经里头也说到，当时他们。得圣灵说方言也是没有人能够听出来，没有人能够听得懂。
And say, the Bible says that also during the time that no one understand the people what they were speaking of.
那为什么他们会强调要用这种灵的祷告
？But then why would they want to emphasize on the prayers in the spirit？
因为这个祷告是对神祷告。
Because the spirit is to pray to God.
所以用灵言来向神祷告，向神说。
And so they speak in the spirit to the Lord.
所以对人来讲是听不懂的。
And for men, they cannot understand.
但是他是在灵里头，他是在讲说各样的奥秘。
But then, this is all mysteries that's spoke in the spirit.
第四节
，verse four.
我们第三节也念一下。第三节，做先知讲到的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
Verse three, but he who prophesies speak edification and exhortation and comfort to men.
那刚才是说对神说，那第三节讲的是对人说。
And verse 2 was talking about this is to speak to God, and verse 3 is speak to man.
那你对人说，就要让人听得懂。
And so if you want to speak to man, you need other people to understand you.
就要用人所通用的语言。
And so you need to use the words that's under that people can communicate.
这样子才能够。 来造就人、安慰人、劝勉人。
And that way, we can speak of edification, the exhortation, and comfort people.
那第四节说，说方言的是造就自己，做先知讲道的是造就教会。
And in verse 4 says that he who speaks in tongue edify himself, but he who prophesies edify church.
所以讲灵言听不懂，但是有它的意义，也有它的功效。
So, to speak in spirit, speak in tongue, still has its function.
那我们可以用这样来跟我们的朋友做解释。
And so we can explain these to our friends.
再一个问题说。大部分的宗教对人都是好的，那我为什么一定要信耶稣？
Next question, you may come across it might be, all religions are good. Why should I come to believe Lord Jesus?
就是说为什么一定要基督教
？Why do I have to be a Christian?
那我们就来比较一下基督教的敬拜神跟一般宗教的。敬拜神到底有什么不一样
？And so we can make some comparison, between the worshiping of as a Christian and other religions.
很多的信仰在拜神呢、啊，但是对他们的拜神，他是很不确定的。
There are many Christians that I'm sorry. There are many religions. They all worshiping God, but then they are not sure of their God if they're not Christian.
很多拜神的人在拜神的这个行为上啊，其实不是那么的严谨。
And many people who are worshiping their God and they are not really taking solemn.
我们举一个例子，请看耶拿书第一章。
We can make have a take a look at this example in the book of Jonah, chapter 1.
耶拿书在旧约阿摩斯书后面哈，丹尼里书后面一点点。
It's just right after book of Daniel.
耶拿书第一章，第六节。
Book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 6.
我们第五节第一句话说，那个水手都很害怕，个人哀求自己的神。
Sorry, hold me. Oh, right.
第一章第五节第一句话。
Okay, chapter 1, verse 5. Then the mariner were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw.
到这里就好。那第六节，这个船主啊，他就对耶拿说：“你为什么睡觉？你起来求你的神，让你的神也保护我们。”
And then verse 6 says.So the captain came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that so we may not perish.
这些人都求告他们的神，包括船长。
And all these people, they all cry out to their God, and that's also including the captain.
但是他们对他们的神是不是能够保护他们呢？他们一点都没把握。
But then they are not sure if the God that they believe is able to save them.
我们看第九节。
Let's all take a look at verse 9.
耶拿说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏主，那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
And Jonah says, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and dry land.
那耶拿对他所信的神、啊、他很确定的，他就是创造宇宙万物 的真神。
And Jonah, he's very sure that his God, is the God who created heaven, the sea, and the dry land.
所以这个拜神的态度一定不一样。
And so the attitude towards the worshiping would be different too.
一个人对他所拜的神他不确定，那他会用什么态度去拜他？
For someone who's not sure of the God that they worship, what kind of attitude would they go worship their God?
所以基督教的信仰跟一般的信仰是有它的不一样的。
So Christian worshiping and the other religions are different.
第一个就是态度不一样。
First is the attitude.
那我们下午第二堂课我们再来继续。
We can continue on our later afternoon session.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.